I did that for about 6 years. Then I went and did the national service. I went to Cardington, was kitted out and all the normal things you do. Then they moved me to for square bashing to West Kirby, up near Liverpool. And then I was up there for 2 months, 2.5 months. And then I was moved to Yatesbury. Well, just prior to this, when before I went in, we had to go to interviews in Brooklands Avenue when all the government places were there. And I went in. I wanted to go in the RAF. And so I was interviewed by this chap. And he said, "What do you know about the Air Force?" I said, "Oh, a bit." I said, "My stepfather, he's a regular." "Oh, okay. What do you want to do?" I said, "Well, electronics." "And you are rather fancy electronics." Anyway, he said, "Well, what rank was your father?" I said, "He was a flight sergeant." "Oh," he said, "the same as me." "Oh, that's it then." And he signed me off. Yatesbury was a training station. During the war, it had about 20,000 people on this. They did radio and radar. I did air-to-air radar in fighter jets. And so I did this for... I mean, I've done some electronics at the technical college, but not the enormous amount. But there, they actually took us to Swindon. The basics were done at technical college in Swindon, and the practical side was done at Yatesbury. And we went through, and I say it was air-to-air radar, and which is what I did, AI-10. And also an IFF. Everybody did that, which is identification, friend or foe, in the plane. So if they sent a radar signal, it would come back and say, "I'm one of yours." You know. And if it didn't have one, then they investigated. And if it was somebody else, they shot it down. So I did that for 6 months or more. So I did that. But I never worked on a station because I thought, well, I'm bound to round here. Water Beach and Bassingbourne and all these, they were all fighter airfields. And of course, if you happen to live in Scotland or Yorkshire, they posted them to Water Beach and they posted me in, I don't know why. And so I actually worked in the laboratories there, repairing school equipment, if you like, where if it broke down, they send the unit to us and we used to repair it and put it back in the labs. And I did that for the rest of my time, 2 years. But near the end, I mean, they wanted to persuade me that what I really wanted out of life was to sign on. But my one aim was to get out, you know. I did my 2 years. I didn't realise at that stage how useful it was going to be. But it was very, very interesting. And in those days, of course, it was valves. And there was no integrated circuit at all. Mm. So, I mean, a power supply with little independent units and resistors and capacitors and everything, whereas now it's just one chip. So we did all that, and then near the end of my time, we had to go back for 3 more years for a fortnight. So near the end of time, because the AI-10 was becoming obsolete and it was being replaced with something new, they weren't going to train me up again on the new one because I was about to be demobbed, if you like. So they sent me on a firefighting course, which was very interesting. And then I was going to go back to Morton in the Marsh and do all interesting things like spraying water from boats on other boats and all that. But they actually stopped it about 6 months after I came out, after I demobbed. And so I never, ever went back. In fact, I've still got my uniform in the loft. They were supposed to ask me for it back, and they never did. And it's just been up there ever since. Been disappointed a few years ago when I took it down and I found I couldn't do it up.